327-746.
I almost talked to you on the other machine. Not the 600 machine, but the Cellark machine. I was just switching over there. So, I'm just going by Stewart Avenue.
Yeah, I was asking how you got home yesterday. Did you have to hoof it?
No, I got one of my musician friends to give me a ride home. It worked out pretty good, actually. So that was pretty convenient. And then she said, oh, well, I'll give you a ride back to town when your car's ready, you know, today. But she drives from, like, pretty far away, like halfway to Rouge, right? And I'm going, I really don't want you to have to do that. So I called my neighbor who, you know, out there in rural Grants Pass, you don't talk to your neighbors. I talk to him a couple times a year, but he's a good guy. I like him a lot. He's right at the end of my driveway down there, and I called him up. I go, hey, you going to town anytime soon? He goes, I was just leaving. So he gave me a lift. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, how long did you have to sit in town yesterday?
I was only there for, I was sitting at the shop. I brought a camp chair, and I was reading articles on my phone for, oh, probably about 20, 30 minutes max, so it wasn't too bad. And it was in the morning, so it wasn't as hot as it was going to get.
Yeah, I'm listening to you in stereo. I got my handy talkie in my left ear, and my right ear is my scanner, and you're coming through on both.
I'm surprised you're not feeding back with when you key up like that. There's a delay on the repeater now since Jeff linked them, and I used to listen in duplex mode where I could listen on one radio, and as long as the antennas are far apart or out of each other's effective radiation pattern, you could hear your own voice. Not anymore. It'd drive you crazy because there's a delay. Probably like a 500 millisecond delay.
Yeah, I went to Cave Junction today and had lunch with Dave. I told him that because he helped me yesterday, I'd buy him lunch today, and they have the monthly meeting at the iBark guy. So I went up there and bought him lunch, and there was another guy, Jerry. He helped me, but he didn't want no lunch, so I got off easy.
So they're having their meeting tonight, right? Isn't it Tuesday nights down there?
Yes, it's, I believe it's tonight, yeah. No, I might be wrong. I think it was last week. I think they do it the second Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I always want to go down there because I talk to those folks on the radio. They're all really nice people. I always want to go down there, but there's something always going on in Grants Pass on Tuesday. Matter of fact, tonight there's three things going on. There's two open mics and then the SOARC meeting, I think, is tonight too, isn't it?
Yep, I'm going to the SOARC.
Yeah, I'm going to skip it again. I'm a bad boy. I probably should go. It's only once a month, but I just have so much fun at these other things.
You put your tin cup out there and get any donations?
No, but I did. I have been making some money on the side, believe it or not. Hard to believe, but there was a... at a winery, there's an open mic that a friend of mine and I showed up at out Deer Creek in Selma. And nobody was out there but the two of us. And we were playing, and they kept throwing money at us. So I made $11 that day. That was last week. And then at the Thirsted Barrel, if you're the featured artist, you play for 45 minutes. And last Monday I was that, and he pays $50 for that. So, and then a couple weeks back, they have a win the tip jar thing at Roxy Ann at a open mic, and doggone it if I didn't get that too. That paid for a brisket sandwich and a beer, so not big money. It's not like I can retire or anything. I don't think it's enough to have to claim on my taxes.
Well, you don't have to pay on tips anymore. Also, I'm having breakfast in the morning with Dean Garrison.
I know Dean well, yeah. We talk about you. Your ears are probably burning on Tuesday and Thursday nights.
Yeah, he used to be a golf buddy of mine, and then I guess I've known him for close to 20 years, and then I couldn't play golf anymore. But there's another guy I used to, in the fire department there, he was my engineer. He lives up on West Pickett Creek, so we all get together once a month.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I don't know if you know Russ Williamson, but he's got a bunch of police department buddies from the Bay Area that all retired up here, and I stumbled into them at that pizza joint down there on H, like Hotel Street. Whatever, I forget the name of it. It's not Kaleidoscope, but it's something. That's the one in Metro. It's called. Anyways, and he was having his monthly lunch with all of his old buddies. That's really neat when people kind of reconnect, you know, in the new awesome retirement community. And I think that's really great.
Take care, dude.
So too, go ahead.
Hey Wes, Catalyst Pizza. I just had to throw that in there because I love that place. I'll throw it back to you guys. WRCD 602.
Yeah, Wes, 746 here again. Yeah, you know, all the guys I used to work with my age or something, I get emails every month about somebody dying.
Ouch. Yeah, that's too bad. Most of my work colleagues I've lost a lot of touch with, but yeah, Jeff, thank you. My goodness. I don't know if I could have gone the afternoon without knowing the name of that. I stumble on that, too. Catalyst, yeah. I hear it's some of the best pizza in town, for sure. And it's right next to the guy that fixes guitars, Kurt Orton's place, Fire Creek Music. But yeah, that's a good pizza. I was getting ready to put a call in for you, Jeff, just to see if we could do the Wes and Jeff show while I was driving. How you been? Jeff, jump in. The water's fine.
Oh, thanks, man. Great. Just busy. Way, way busy. So my voice has been getting pretty haggard with all the phone calls and people I've been talking to all day. So excuse me if I sound kind of rough, but yeah, everything's been going good. And I was meaning to stop in that music shop, and I completely forgot the last time I was over at Catalyst.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place for sure. I just saw somebody on the street. There was a friend of mine rolled down the window and hollered out. But yeah, it's Kurt is a special, special human being. He's just amazing. Everybody who deals with him just walks away impressed because he's one of those good eggs. The good book talks about entertaining angels unawares, and I kind of wonder if maybe he's one of those. Go ahead, Roger.
I don't know anything about music or Kurt. Never been in the shop, and I don't even know where the pizza place is.
Roger, you got to try the pizza place. It's on the east side of 8th Street from 7th. And if you like good New York-style pizza or Detroit-style pizza, this is about as close as you're going to get to either in Grants Pass.
Well, I like pizza. I don't think I've ever had a New York or Detroit pizza, so I'm sure I would like it.
I don't know what style you would call what I like. Let me see if I got it. I like the old shaky style where it's crispy crust, small, thin, crispy crust with lots and lots of toppings. That's the way I like it. I don't think, I know that's not Chicago style because Chicago has that thick, delicious crust. New York doesn't have much in the way of toppings. And it's kind of limp, I think, not crispy. So I don't know. Jeff, what would you call that kind of pizza? The way I like it, with thin, crispy, lots of toppings.
Gosh, I'm going to go with the old Dave Portnoy version here. He probably would refer to that as bar pie, because it's usually smaller, small pieces, crispy crust, and real thin. Just for Roger's benefit, the Detroit style is cooked in a square, and the edges are super crispy, and it's really light. It looks thick, like it would be real heavy, but it's fairly light, and some great stuff. And then traditional New York shouldn't be too floppy. It should still hold itself up. But, yeah, big slices that are really good, like, I don't even know how to explain the crust, but most people know what a good New York style is.
So, this is Roger. So that place in town, can you go in there and order a New York pizza or a Detroit pizza?
Yeah, I'll jump back in there. Yeah, Roger, you can either order whole pizzas, or you can just get it by the slice for lunch or take it with you to go. That's really the way to go. Don't DoorDash it because it will cost you a fortune. But going in there and getting a slice or even a whole pie, they'll make whatever you want, either style. And so I'd suggest going there for lunch one day and just getting a slice of each and seeing what you think.
Do they have a sit-down place?
Yeah, affirmative. It's a sit-down place. And to make it kind of even cooler, there's one room that you can walk into that's like an old late 70s, early 80s style arcade room with a couple pub tables in there you can sit at even. So kind of a neat jump back in time. But no, it's really good service. Pizza's fantastic. Over to you, Wes.
Yeah, when Russ was in there, I walked in, but I didn't actually have any pizza, but it sure did look good. So I'm gonna go there one of these days. And that's cool that, because very few places you can get it by the slice, so that's actually extremely cool, too. So it's right about where Musashi's used to be before they moved. And anyway, I'm at my destination. Speaking of pizza, I'm at Wild River Pub. So that's where I might just get. I'm starting to kind of jones for a little pizza now that you mention it. I might have to go order me a small pizza. I like their jet sled. So, all right. I'll chat with you gentlemen later. It's really fun. Thanks for the ride along. Leave it to y'all. Roger and Jeff, here's WRKU327. I'll be clear.
All right. This is WRKU327. Got it clear also. Nice talking to you, Jeff and Wes.
Hey, guys. You guys have a fantastic afternoon. Hope everybody stays cool. WRCD 602. Anybody out there listening, go get a slice of pizza at Catalyst. You won't regret it.